ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/9/2020. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Isn't it really interesting how some of the things start to take place? It's very, very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one that's quite unusual in and of itself, because we've talked about this. You know, I've told you that the Three Gorges dams have got structural flaws in them, and that perhaps the MMB should start tickling it, you know, tickling those dams, and it could keep the Chinese busy for quite some time. Well, here's, interestingly enough, here's from the SGT report, and it's up at stevequayle.com, but I find it most interesting because it confirms everything I've told you, basically. Massive flooding is currently taking place in China. The once vaunted Three Gorges Dam may not survive the rainy season, at least according to an increasing number of Chinese experts. And yet, you should have seen, you have seen nothing about it in the mainstream media. Why should it happen? This will be the greatest disaster in recorded history. Well, perhaps. The Yangtze River runs through cities in which 400 to 600 million people live. 66 nuclear power plants are in the path of massive floods that will only increase and could turn into giant tidal waves should the dam collapse. Well, that would be interesting. We had a lot of flooding in this country and a lot of, you know, cattle and crops that were destroyed in what would be acts of God type warfare, you see. So maybe this will keep them busy. The Three Gorges was built by Li Peng, one of the Li family, you see, the so-called butcher of Tiananmen Square. It used substandard steel and concrete, improper welding and poor design, and in 1992, when construction started, Chinese technical and engineering prowess were in their beginning stages. Now they know better, but it's too late. The dam's workers have been described as frightened to death every day they work there. Why haven't you been told? So the fact of the matter is that this thing over there could be getting ready to blow up, and there's a lot of rain. So I'm going to tell you what. We have had attack after attack after attack on the United States. We told you about the background information that we watched for several days and for over a week about the three submarines and the different usage of the triangulated bumpers or tectonic weapons from either the seabed floor or from the actual subs or whatever themselves or other offloaded gear. And then we talked to y'all about that. We've seen China Lake get destroyed, whether it be by the Russians, which was probably the Russians in that particular case, but the one where we were seeing also the quakes starting to happen again, that was possibly due to these three subs that were out there off the coast of California and Mexico. So we've talked to you all about that. We've talked to you all about all of the stuff, how the Wuhan B4 lab, the Wuhan flu. Also told you about how the there was possibility that there was going to be, coming in July, a new version or a new bioweapon of some sort, according to that Guo, G-U-O guy, Guo, the billionaire who supposedly left China to get away from the Communist Party. And he put out that they would play with the coronavirus until June, and then in July there will be something new that will release. Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's amazing that at the end of June here in July that we have all of a sudden tremendous numbers, new numbers of what supposedly is the same coronavirus. But I think it's a new, different type of strain or something new. And this is the second or the third version or reiteration. Now, we're also starting to see that this stuff is also causing some possible longer-term effects in terms of neurological damage, brain damage, and that type of thing. Now, that ties right up in very, very much with bioweapons and different type of weapons that they've used in the past, many times to wipe the minds and to keep people forgetting of people who were even in the United States military or in ultra-black sections of the military or non-official centers of the military and that kind of stuff, you see. So we're starting to see that develop here now, and then also the very fact is that we're progressing down the road very quickly. And I know it ebbs and flows and all of that, and you can look at it one way or another, but if you step back and you extrapolate, which I'm going to talk to you about some more stuff I've been telling you about, you better be getting weapons again. And that's not for those who already have the weapons. That's for the person, the grandma, the grandpa, the younger person, somebody who may not normally have had a weapon, all right? But I've told you to get them, and it's not been, my advice has not necessarily been for the experts, you know, shooter and all of that. Because I figure that the expert shooter already knows all about that. So I'm going to tell you some more about that in a little bit, but let me just say this. Lord Jesus, you know, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you want to survive what's going to come, and to know what's going to come, people say, well, how do you know? Well, you read Matthew 24, Luke 21, you read Revelations, okay? Matthew 24, read it to you 10 million times. Why don't you read it again? Read it to your children. Read it out of the King James, not the Blue Jeans Bible. Or the LGBTQ XYZ 547329 Pink Panther Bible or something. Don't read it. Read it out just out of the King James. That'll be good enough. All right? Don't call up the scholars and get the, this one and that one and this, you know. Just read it out of the King James. Read it to your children and read to them what's going on and what's going to happen and have about a five-minute discussion. Then put the pizza on the table, you know what I mean? Or the macaroni and cheese or whatever it is, or the grilled cheese. I will say this, that a lot of people are going to get caught watching the paint dry. And if you can just step back and look at stuff and see what's going on. Now today, we have also these Supreme Court decisions. Well, it's kind of interesting because we have supposedly, quote-unquote, conservative justices, right, that Trump appointed. Well, why is it then that the, I would call them basically the pick of the Mormon Church, and then the pick of, for Kavanaugh, was the pick of the Poppy Bush crowd, okay? So Trump really never had a pick, in a sense. His pick, I believe, originally would have been the extremely pro-life, in other words, pro-babies and having children, not aborting them, but having children. Because I've found a lot of people say, well, pro-life, what do you mean? That means we're going to give abortions, right? No! That means you want children to live. That is one of the sins of this country, is all the millions of them have been killed. That's the stench, that's the smoke, the odor, the bad smell that has reached heaven. But President Trump would have picked, I believe, the woman who I think graduated from Notre Dame, I believe, who's a judge. I think would have picked her or somebody else. And I'm going to tell you what, hopefully if he gets another pick, he'll pick whoever he wants and fight for him. But I'm going to say this, these two decisions today, although ostensibly they don't provide the ability for any information. 10 years is more than what the IRS would have you save. 10 years of all of the transactions of all of Trump's personal finances, plus all of his corporations and all of his children and the Trump family, all of their records as well. That's what they're looking here, not just his taxes. They want it all. And then the Cy Vance guy, this district attorney, and then the other one with the Congress with the three committees is all tied in together. And at the same time, you got de Blasio painting with Al Sharpton Black Lives Matter, huge yellow letters in front of the Trump Hotel. And yet they de Blasio out of the other side now says he wants $7 billion to bail New York City out, you know? Go Bish. Go Bish, Comrade de Blasio. I'm going to say this. I've lived in New York City. I enjoyed myself years and years and years ago there. And I went on the cheap way of doing it, if you know what I mean. I just went up for a while and stayed for a while and lived on the cheap, in a sense, because I had put some money away for a while and did it that way. So I saw it differently than the upscale, let's say, New York business or what have you. But I like New York, and there's great people there. But the people that run it are a piece of crap. Rudy was the only one that ran it right in years, and at least he got rid of the crime and it started to blossom and bloom. But the taxes, the rents, you know, renting a closet for $1,200, $1,400, you know. I do remember back in the days when I was there that there was still rent-controlled apartments and that I remember one woman I knew then, she had an apartment in the Greenwich Village. And it turned out that it was owned by Abby Hoffman. And one night we were sitting eating dinner, and all of a sudden the door busts in, and there's Abby Hoffman. Yes, the same one, steal this book. Abby Hoffman owned a bunch of buildings from his father, inherited them in Greenwich Village, even the multimillionaire. Yeah, the Yippie was a multimillionaire. And the woman said to Abby, Abby, I'm not going to give up the apartment. Quit trying to break in and threaten me or do this, that, or the other. Why don't you leave? I said, yeah, Abby, why don't you just leave and let peace get peace a chance, buddy? So anyway, that's just an aside. But if he wants $7 billion for New York, then he's crazy, you know? And you don't ask for $7 billion at the same time, stick a stick in the eye of the president, you know, who's going to be the one that would have to sign up on it. So I'm just going to tell you this. I don't think that we get out of this mess with a grand plan and an election and all of that. We might have an election, but I would not guarantee you that President Trump would win. I would like for him to win because I think if he could get in and if the Republicans had any backbone at all, and many of them don't have any backbone, they're all running against Trump again. Well, let me tell you something. They could lose the Senate in a heartbeat, and then you got basically, you know, Trump as a dead duck president with nobody to pass anything in any of the houses, then they can blame it all upon him, or he'll have to compromise so greatly that nothing will get done, okay? So I'm going to tell you, if you're going to vote, then you better make sure you're speaking up and you're voting, and that you're doing that quickly. But I don't think that that's even going to get us out of the mess, because I'm going to tell you what. I went out at the suggestion of somebody to go take a look again, and I've seen some of the things that confirm what I knew, and then also others that were pretty interesting. Once again, we're totally, and this is in a course of over a month or a month and a half, 2 months, because I'd been out shopping at some of these big stores and guns and ammo stores, all right? And that varies in different cities and some places. The little small guy sells the most guns. in the big cities, it's Bass Pro, it's Cabela's, it's Shields, it's Academy, and different people where there's a large amount of stuff that goes out the door. And in this area here, in this metro, you can go, I've seen, and go to Cabela's and see five people behind the desk back in the old days with the lines in front of each one of the other clerks and the ammo just going off the shelf and the guns going left and right. Same way with Bass Pro. Although now we got social distancing spots and little lines and that kind of stuff. But I was looking out today. I went to Shields and I went to yesterday, and I went to Bass Pro today, and I found some interesting things. There's hardly any firearms rifles to buy. The 223s, the M4 AR-15 variants, there's very few, if any, and the ones that are there are the very best quality ones that are more like around $1,100, $1,200, $1,299. Real high quality, really very well made 223s, but the ones for $499, $599 basically are gone. Okay. I also, at Shields, I saw that they had very few pistols at all. Very few of any of them. The ones they did have, and I would confirm that same thing to a certain degree at Bass Pro, was they had higher quality items. They had higher priced pistols and revolvers. Real high quality semi-autos and that kind of stuff. I found that the most interesting thing that amazed me to a certain degree, although I'd heard about it, was the amount of ammo or the lack thereof of ammunition. There was hardly any pistol ammunition at all or revolver ammunition. And I'm going to tell you, regardless of which caliber you were looking for, whether it be 9mm or 40 Smith & Wesson or 38 Special or 357 Magnum or 45 caliber, you know, of any type, ball or any of the different hollow points, you know, or hard hitters, there was hardly anything available on the shelf. I found one, I was looking at Shields yesterday, I found one 40 Smith & Wesson box of hydro shocks. I forget what they were. Anyway, I was looking for them and couldn't find any. And then I saw them like they were misplaced and like they were on a different shelf and somebody had put them back up there. They were in another area. And I said, "Oh," and I took a look and opened it up and they were all fine. And I grabbed that quick. Because I have a Glock 40, and I like that. Used to have a 45, but somebody in North Carolina stole that from me years ago, busted into a vehicle and got that years ago, which I did report, of course. So be that as it may. But I like the 40. I've got nines of Glocks, but you can hardly find any Glocks at all. I saw one Glock available. It was a 40, it was a Glock, I believe, Glock 22, it was a 40, excuse me, a 45, it was a Glock 20, 45, and they wanted $579. I don't think that's that bad in this day and age, and it was the only one they had, that was that Bass Pro. There were Kimbers, there were other different high-end pistols and stuff. Now, when I went to Bass Pro today, and the only reason I'm telling you all of this, because I'll tell you, if you want to help yourself and help your neighbor to arm your neighbor, if you've got firearms but you need to get one for somebody who might be able to help you in the trench or defend your neighborhood from what's going to come down the pike, whatever it is, then you might need to buy something else. Now, my observation is very few handguns whatsoever. I did see that you could still get like 22 semi-autos like the Buck Marks and different stuff like that. I didn't see any 9mm hardly at all, although Bass Pro did have a number of different pieces that were still involved and they still had more stock because they carry tons of guns, right? Tons of them. They also had a few AR-15s, so they were at a higher price. But what I did see, I thought was available that might be good for people is shotguns and like bolt action rifles. There seems to be a lot of 30-06 ammo still available, and there still seem to be bolt action rifles. I still could find 308, okay? 308 Winchester, I could find 6.5 Creedmoors, that kind of stuff. The fact is, you might want to get a bolt action rifle, at least decent scope, all right? And be able to take care of somebody down 300-500 yards down the line, or if you're real good, a little more than that. And I'm going to tell you, 30-06 will kill deer or bear or just about any animal on North American continent. All right? Not necessarily Africa, but they will sure take care of somebody, and they will keep, you'll be able to keep them out of your garden, all right, if you know what I mean. So I'm telling you, I think that this thing still will go, quite frankly, based on what I'm seeing, I think it'll go to civil war. Because the amount of firearms that are gone, I remember when ammunition was just gone. And some of that was all artificial because of the federal government buying billions and billions of rounds under Joker Ted Obama. So I'm going to say this to you. If you do not have any firearms, you should probably be able to go out and get a bolt-action rifle, maybe a small revolver, or maybe a semi-auto pistol. I would tell you to go to Bathroom and take a look, because that's where I see it. I also have been to another local gun store, the one where they used to all the hot dogs wear and the police go and all that. And they're about out of everything. So, I mean, it's not fair. And there's other stores. I didn't go to every big place or anything like that, but I went to several. So I tell you, based on that, there's hardly any ammunition at all. There are shotgun shells. So having a Busberg 590 pump, I made sure that I bought some various different types. Now, I was not able to find buckshot. They were out of buckshot. So that left you with field loads or target loads, that kind of stuff. So what I bought some number 4, number 6 field loads. I did get some 308, because I do have a 308 rifle that I bought years ago. So I'm telling you, 22 long rifle, I still saw 22 long rifle ammunition available. You should buy it all up. I bought one small little bag or one little box of it. I didn't have to get the big box, but I got one box of it, 400 or whatever it was. And that's all I could do. I bought a few pieces of ammunition. Rather than buying food this week, extra food, I bought extra ammo. And I think that you would be well served to do so, okay? And if at the very least, it would be no different than any other commodity like gold or silver or platinum or what have you, all right? And I'll tell you this. If you look at it, I looked right before I came on at Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, the gold and silver chart that they have on there that changes. And it was 1802.90 for gold. Well, there you go. 66629. Okay? 29. Okay? Well, 666 or the devil 29. Okay? Is that September? Then you've got... In the silver, you've got 18.64 per ounce on silver. You got 666, and you got 6 and 4 is 10. Is that October? All right. Then on platinum, you have 8/8888 18, so you've got 8. That would generally be considered to be infinity or God. And then that you could translate as God is 666, 818, okay? You might also say that the 8 is August. August, September, October, okay? And the devil is going to run, perhaps, 666. Well, that made some sense to me, and that I think we're going to see the stuff heat up pretty big time. Now, along with those floods in China, I guess Japan has got a lot of floods going on because whoever is doing the weather warfare is directing some at Red China for a change. And this is act of God type war, I'm going to tell you. That's what it is. And yeah, my buddy Crazy Horse said the old lever action there is still available. I'm not seeing them here locally. I'm not seeing them available. Maybe one or two, but not many. Even they're sold out here, Mr. CH. Yeah, I'd like to see some 4570s, 3030s, that kind of stuff. But I did not see any on the hook, okay? Did not see any on the hook. They've been bought up. And it's quite interesting. Another, apparently, 4 explosions west of Tehran, all right? We've got all kind of stuff going on in terms of military activity. So this is basically what we've read and talked about in Matthew 24. You know, nations shall rise against nations. Wars, rumors of wars, right? But now I'll tell you, I'm still going to tell you this one more time. This is out of John 14. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak, let me get my glasses on here, so here we go. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very word's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. But you see, if you look at the syntax of the sentence, he that believeth on me, comma, the works that I do, shall he do also. What he's talking about in the syntax of that sentence is that he that believeth on Jesus, on me, on me, what he's saying, that he that believeth on me, on Jesus, that same person, he shall, the works that I do, shall he do also. That is a marvelous gift if you understand it. If you don't understand it, read that about 3-4 times and ask the Lord Jesus to inform you what it means and to give you a meaning for it. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet in a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Jesus? He just told you how to do it right there. That is most interesting. It's the best deal in town. Ladies and gentlemen, get on your knees. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. I get letters all the time and email and cards at my mailbox and all the different stuff saying, "Hawk, you know, God bless you, man. He's still washing me clean, and I thought I was beyond hope and beyond the pale and all of that. And you told me to come and to just reach out to Jesus." And that's what I've been telling for over 16 years now. Going on the 17th year, we started on to the 17th year. But I do not think that we're going to see a great improvement or any kind of great resolution with this election. I don't even know fully sure if we're going to have an election. And it could be so rife with corruption on the part of the demon, commie, rats, and all of these things. Or it could be that we have the next shoe drops and we've got a real bad COVID, which is looks like it may be starting. Or now we might get the killer version of whatever is going to be there, the real bad killer one, because the mortality rates are low. But a lot of people are getting it. Now, the fact of the matter is, what makes it easy to get is what I have heard, and we can allege, that basically Fauci gave $3.7 million of National Institute of Health money to the Red Chinese Wuhan doctor boys. And I believe that what was done there was to graft on the HIV virus onto this SARS-like illness, okay? I told you last week or the week before that Dr. Greg Nicholson told me that he saw with the Gulf War illness that there had been part of the envelope of the HIV and the AIDS virus had been done. It was the part that fools the cell into allowing in the virus, thinking it's a good thing, and then, ha-ha, now you've let me in, so now we're going to eat you alive, okay? So it makes it easier to catch. But the kill ratio is going to be in the next group of whatever it is going to be bad. Okay, it's going to be bad. It could be this G4 flu that Fauci talked about, which is an H1N1 swine flu. Now, the Lee family, allegedly, Lee family with their little Alberta, Canada, little clinic up there and the different things they got, maybe the ducks and geese can, you know, transmit that and bite a polecat on the butt, and then, lo and behold, it shows up in Texas or Florida or Alabama or Georgia or some other red state, you know? And then, then all of a sudden, you've got something new, don't you? Well, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. You had Mr. Gates. He basically negotiated a contract, apparently, allegedly, in terms of, vaccines and that kind of stuff, all right? We're already starting to see in Germany right now that the military is already starting to go in the smaller smaller towns and stuff. They're going into the places, and they're going house to house and forcing tests of the COVID-19. And then you can just imagine that what will be to happen after that. It's like, boom, boom, boom. You must take the test. Okay. Stick it down your nose farther. Down your throat. Swab farther. You know. And that's what they're talking about. And then they put it in the tube and they go on down to the next little room or house or next apartment or what have you. So the next thing to come after that is forced vaccines and inoculations. And I remember back when they developed again another smallpox vaccine, and I can remember it's kind of weird because they vaccinated an entire high school I attended years ago in Illinois. And they lined everybody up, and we all went through, and they had these new electric, you know, shooting match guns, you know? Now, the fact of the matter is, I thought about that recently, or, you know, a year, about 3, 4, or 5 years ago. Well, did they change the needle? I don't think they changed the needle, you know? Pow, pow, pow. It was like an automatic weapon, all electrified, and perhaps they shot some kind of a stuff in there to clean it. I don't know. But that was about 1,500 people in high school at that time, or actually it would have been more than that. Probably closer to 2,000 to 3,000 people in the high school. And consequently, are we going to see that again? You know, and then you have the mark of the beast. And not only that, but you're going to have to worship the beast, you know. I mean, that's part of the thing they talk about. And now I've seen, you know, how they've been showing you the, they're putting the thermometer on your head, putting it right up there like they're going to shoot you, make you canoe right through your brain pan, you know, put the temperature gun, you know. Well, now I've seen them where they hand you the gun and then you do it, all right, in some areas. And they say, why don't you put it up your head, then I'll read it from back over here, okay? So they're doing that. Well, that, you see, is teaching you to maybe worship the mark or worship that or to put your hand up there and blah, blah, blah. That's the ritual type thing. The washing the hands, the masks, and all the different stuff. It's all tied into these kind of things. However, you can get too wild and crazy, and I know these masks are not supposed to work, and there's 17 studies that say they're no good, and but I'm going to tell you something. If you have high blood pressure, you're diabetic, or you have any kind of you know, asthma or any kind of a stuff, and that means if you're over about, or if you're over 65, I mean, but there's a lot of people from 50 on that have got a lot of something. Everybody's got something, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody is 25 with a bullet and, able to read, run 32 miles and all that kind of stuff. So you can be stupid on this stuff out of the fact of hubris. Protect yourself as best you can to not get whatever it is they're selling. And there's a reason why when there are bioweapons that have been released that you find military people in Tyvek up or better quality suits with full-blown, you know, gas masks. Okay, there's a reason that they do that. I would remind you that early on in January and February, we saw the videos of an entire, like, railroad station floor, like a Grand Central kind of a-sized rail station in China, or we saw different videos. Well, the one video we saw at Wuhan was all the thousands of body bags. Remember that one warehouse? And then we also saw the video where there was like thousands of people laying on the floor, sometimes with somebody next to them trying to care for them, like a nursing or a family member or something, you know, trying to care for them. And they were all in these, what I would call almost like grand mal seizures or massive tics where their legs or arms were shaking, like in a seizure type of a thing. Well, that's a neurological problem. That is a different strain of this deal. That also could be possibility of almost like what you would see if you had, a nerve agent, you know. But let's say that you had something that created that type of effect that was a biologic, okay? And so that is the kind of stuff that you could be starting to see. at the same time, we've got to live, we've got to work, we've got to keep this thing going, or this thing will just fold up on itself. And when nobody's got any money and nobody's got a job except for the TV $5 million a year pretty girls and boys, you know, or $10 million a year or whatever. And then, of course, Dr. Fauci will get paid, you know, and the Pelosi will get paid, you know. Would that be the only people working, you know? Well, there you are. You're pretty much done for, aren't you? If the kids are already starting to slide in terms of their abilities and in terms of catching up in terms of their education and their development, particularly the younger kids need to have it. Now, I've provided some material to some, let's just say, children that that I know about that are being homeschooled to try to insert some other things and different stuff and different experiences and different articles and books and what have you. And I found that quite rewarding. I'm not teaching them, but I just provided material to somebody, you know, some books I had and that kind of stuff. And I found that they've been doing okay because their particular teacher, their family member who's teaching them, is doing a real good job. But they're able to do it because they don't have to work. Excuse me. So if the kids got to go to school and you have to work, there ain't no way you can do it if the kids don't go to school. So this thing is going to be pretty wild, okay? And it's going to start to really come unraveling here pretty quickly. And then you're going to see places like New York, maybe Chicago and places like that not go. You're going to see the Ivy League is shut down all their, basically most of their classes. Harvard and what have you. But I'm telling you, I think we're headed for the Civil War, for the nation shall rise against nation. That's almost like ethnos versus ethos, as Brother Quayle says. And oh, incidentally, Steve Quayle's Thursday night, he's going to be, Steve Quayle's going to be on Coast to Coast AM tonight, Thursday night, with George Norrie, and he's going to be talking a lot about all the current stuff that's going on and the biblical implications of it. All right? So, Brother Steve Quayle on tonight, you can go to stevequayle.com, and you can also click on his specials there. He's got book specials and different stuff up at his site. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss him if he can help it. Do be sure and listen in on to him and send him an email saying, hey, Steve, I'm listening in tonight. Good job, brother. So anyway, if you want to keep old Hawk in the game, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you do. And God bless all of you, 10,000-fold, who have over 16 years have kept me alive and kept me going in spite of all of it. And I appreciate it. And everything is most needed and most welcome. It can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. You can also send me a card or just say hello. You can also radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. You can email me there. Radiohawk 777 at hotmail.com. And ladies and gentlemen, go up to stevequayle.com and you'll be blessed by what you can find there. Get his book deals. I'll tell you, the books are just incredible. You can also take advantage if you've got your other preps ready to go. And that's another thing. Initially, I was also looking to see what I could find in terms of freeze-dried food that was out and about at the Bella's and, or excuse me, at the Bass Pro and Shields and places. I did see some freeze-dried food. I found some pouches, not tins, but I found the pouches. Quite a number of different good pouches of the Mountain House. I also found there were some wise type container type things that had stuff in it. There was some Alpenair pouch and another brand that was kind of interesting. They had some pizza slices and stuff like that in it, but they did have quite a bit. I would tell you to get some of it if you can, because outside of those places that already have it in stock, trying to order it, you can't get it. And people are, you know, way out on time. And if you, like we found out during the days of, you know, of the, you know, millennium turnover at the 1999 to 2000, you know, the millennium bug stuff. If they don't have it in stock, then don't order it, because it may never come. Or you might be coming way too late to get it. But if you can find it on the hoof, then I would do that. You might find some freeze-dried foods, like I told you, at Bass Pro. Maybe check other places, you know, like that, bigger places. And then if not, I would tell you to continue to buy canned goods, regular canned goods. If you can get a hold through mail order and they have it in stock, then if you can get the Yoder's chicken chunks, the Yoder's beef chunks, the Yoder's hamburger, the Yoder's you know, bacon in the can, excellent quality. And don't go to Amazon and look to see it there. They might have some of that. But look on other places, other sites, and check it out. Just like you may have searched around to find toilet paper, which is going to get, I think, pretty soon, you're going to see it go bye-bye again, okay? Because I think that we're going to have another bioweapon. I think there's a strong possibility that something has to get shut down again because it's going to be so much worse. And I don't want to predict that and say that, but I just got a sense of it, okay? Because I'm telling you, that's what the Lord Jesus says in the Matthew 24, is that it's going to get so bad that if we're not shortened for the elect, there would be no flesh left, no flesh be saved. There would be nobody alive, but the time is going to be shortened for the elect. If you do not have Lord Jesus as your Savior, then you're not going to be in the elect. If you do not really know Him, if He is not really your Savior, if you just attend church, but you don't know Jesus, then you might want to think about repenting of your sins and asking Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior and start to wash you clean. Now, this hunger business is starting to crop up all over the world, is it not? You've got locust plagues right out of the Bible on several different continents eating everything under the sight. If you have the Chinese three gorgeous floods, and I'm telling you, that's, I don't, you know, they have been doing it to us. Russia and China have been doing it to us with the weather warfare weapons and all the stuff. We had floods out the wazoo. We've had all kinds of problems in this country. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, you think that all this stuff is just going to go bye-bye because you're going to have an election? I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you, don't get caught watching the paint dry, okay? Because if you do, that's a line out of Hoosiers, remember? Movie. But I'm going to tell you, if you do, you're going to get caught and clipped. And you don't want to do that because I'll tell you, then you're not going to be able to protect your family. And got to tell everybody about what's getting ready to come, and a lot of people don't want to hear it. But there's going to be, and I'm looking here at Civil War II, The Coming Break of America by Thomas W. Chittum. It may not be available anymore, but it used to be 1996, Thomas W. Chittum, Chittum. and he was pretty accurate on what he was talking about here. I've read some of these things before. And it is quite interesting to see what phase we're in. I think, quite frankly, that we're in probably, here's the guerrilla war phase. The establishment will acquiesce, in other words, the government, to gang and militia control of some areas, which are entirely but unofficially abandoned by the police or the military. The establishment will endeavor to co-opt some gangs and militia by making them, quote-unquote, de facto security forces. And the federal security force will mount outright military search and destroy assaults against those who don't disband or cooperate. So we've seen the cops go after people in the CHAZ, you know, who were trying to get into the CHAZ or to disrupt the CHAZ, they arrested them. Okay. Military and police will patrol occupied ghettos and other areas with armored vehicles, something like Northern Ireland. The use of heavy weapons by both sides will be common. Well, we're starting to see the weapons come out on all sides. I've told you that they're not in the gun stores. They're not in the big gun stores, sporting goods stores. Radical and ethnically oriented parties will win local and even state elections. Already happening. Car and truck bombs will become common. That sort of is becoming, some things are blowing up. But here's the key. Assassinations of police officers and minor politicians will become common. That has already started to occur. I mean, cops are being killed. I think in the last year or so, there's been over, last couple of years, maybe 57,000 officers assaulted. That's a lot. If you're out there and all my good peace officers, you know, who are out there, I love you all. And I'm going to tell you, you got to take care of yourself from now on out. And, it's just going to be a mess. Going to be a mess. And you're going to have to watch for saboteurs. You have to watch for the Chinese saboteur types, the Ruski saboteur types. And I'm talking about the stuff like in the, you know, refineries, oil tanks, all that kind of stuff, trains, food factories, food storage areas, grain bins, all that kind of stuff, because you're going to start to see pretty wild stuff in the guerrilla, and we're getting ready to go into other phases. Multiple day tribal riots with barricades and sieges of police stations will become common. This is now in Chittum's phase three, the guerrilla warfare phase, okay? Let me repeat it. Multiple day tribal riots with barricades and sieges of police stations will become common. Well, they just attacked the other night the headquarters of the Georgia State Patrol. They also took over the police stations up there in Minnesota and in the CHAZ, the CHOP, or the Hookanooka, whatever they call it last week. Gangs will become primarily political in their goals and shift into paramilitary mode. Yeah, like the not nooping around boys, you know, the you-know-what not around boys and gals, okay? The first instances of medium-scale ethnic cleansing will occur. That's going to get ready to start. You're going to see that there's going to be more people zapped. But that's going to be on both sides of the coin. Some of that's going to be in response, too. There will be mutinies in the military, firefights. There have been mutinies in the Joint Chiefs of Staff against the president. That's for sure. Firefights for the control of military bases, okay? And you're going to see conversion of military base into fire base will begin. A Soviet-style federal internal security force with heavy weapons will be created to quash riots, break strikes, track down guerrillas, smash mutinies by police and military, and do battle on urban gangs, which have grown into armies. bar fights between police of different ethnic groups and towns will become common. Now, that's an interesting thing to see. The general and nationwide flood of persons out of areas in which their ethnic group is not in the majority will start to occur. De facto secession will occur as cities and suburbs seal off adjacent areas of different ethnic composition with walls. This is stuff that's getting ready to happen, but already we're seeing some of the phases of Phase 3 guerrilla warfare. The guerrilla phase will be shorter than the current terrorist phase, which he thought we were in before. We're out of that. The phase should last between 10 and 20 years. Now, Tom, I'll tell you what. I know somebody knows him. You were a real actor on a lot of this, but the timing is all sped up. Civil War II will be preceded by a wave of urban riots that will last an entire summer and extend all across America in every major city. Make no mistake about it, the Los Angeles riot of 92 was Civil War II knocking on the door. Eventually, Civil War II will crawl through the door and be on us like a reptilian predator. These Herald riots will be similar to the Los Angeles riot of 92, and they will last for multiple days before the police and military assemble sufficient force to put them down. And there will be massive looting and burning of entire districts. This is part of the all-out continuous warfare phase that has already started to occur, ladies and gentlemen. The time is late. The time is really late. And I'm going to tell you, Iran and Israel probably going to give it a go, but you're going to have the Ezekiel 38 Gog-Magog war, and they're going to go against Israel, but they're also going to go up to the land of unwalled villages, the United States. All of this stuff is related. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for your Lord Jesus, stand for your family. Stand there, protect your home and all of your stuff. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Maybe that blood would cleanse China a bit and keep them busy. Bending arrangements, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, Mickey, polish them optics, buddy, because you're going to need to be on them. Rico and Nico. I got a letter from you. I'll have to answer them questions a little bit later, but I will answer them. Be patient. If you get in trouble, ask Jesus for help. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare. Firearms, ammunition, and food, and ammo. Good night.